And there is the contest over critical supply routes, especially through the Strait of Hormuz. The effects are already being felt. Oil prices have risen by more than 60% since the war started. Supply chains are under strain and countries everywhere are feeling the squeeze. Asia is particularly exposed because a substantial share of energy supplies passing through the Strait of Hormuz is bound for our region, including Singapore. There have been recent diplomatic efforts, but the differences between the parties remain wide. The US has indicated that it plans to bring the war to an end soon, even without a negotiated settlement. And if no agreement is reached, it is prepared to intensify military strikes significantly before winding down its campaign. We hope these talks succeed. But even if they do, and a ceasefire is achieved tomorrow, we must expect the impact of the conflict to persist. Energy production and distribution infrastructure have been damaged. It will likely take several months to restore full capacity. Prices are therefore expected to remain elevated for some time. At the same time, we must be prepared for further escalation in the coming days and weeks. More fundamentally, even after the US eventually ends its military campaign, the geopolitical situation in the Middle East will have been adversely affected. We are entering a more uncertain and unstable phase with wide-ranging implications for regional security and global energy flows. In such an environment, the risk of disruption is significantly higher.